Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Speed Reading in a Week. How to Speed Read in 7 Simple Steps by Tina Constant is a short practical guide in the Teach Yourself series. Designed as a 7-day course rather than a theoretical study of reading, its subject is the efficient handling of written material, how to decide what deserves attention, how to increase reading pace, how to retain useful information, and how to adapt reading behavior to different purposes. The book is positioned for busy readers, including professionals, managers, students, and anyone facing information overload. Its structure follows one chapter for each day of the week, beginning with a 5-step system and moving through speed techniques, memory, eye use, concentration, material types, and ongoing practice. The purpose is not to turn reading into a race, but to help readers make more deliberate choices about pace, focus, and comprehension when dealing with large volumes of text. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 7-day structure turns speed reading into a manageable training routine. A defining feature of the book is its organization as a week-long course, with each chapter assigned to a specific day. This format matters because speed reading is not presented as a single trick, but as a cluster of habits that need to be introduced in sequence. The Sunday chapter establishes the overall system. Monday focuses on the core mechanics of faster reading, Tuesday addresses memory, Wednesday considers the role of the eyes. Thursday deals with distractions, Friday explains how to vary reading methods, and Saturday looks at continuation beyond the course. This progression gives the subject a practical rhythm. Readers are not asked to master every element at once. They are encouraged to isolate one part of the reading process, practice it, and then add the next layer. The structure also supports accountability. A short daily unit is easier to complete than a broad manual, which suits the book's intended audience of time-pressed learners. Its value lies in making speed reading feel procedural and repeatable rather than mysterious. Secondly, the 5-step system emphasizes selective attention before faster page movement. The book begins with a 5-step system, which is important because Constant does not treat speed reading as merely moving the eyes faster across words. A central implication is that efficient reading starts before the first full paragraph is read. The reader must decide why the material is being read, what information is likely to matter, and where careful attention is justified. This approach distinguishes purposeful speed reading from careless skimming. In professional and academic settings, not all documents require equal depth. A report, email, textbook chapter, and reference section each demand a different level of engagement. By foregrounding selection, the 5-step system helps readers conserve cognitive effort. It encourages a shift from passive consumption to active information management. The practical reasoning is straightforward: reading speed improves not only by increasing words per minute, but also by reducing time spent on irrelevant or low-value sections. This makes the method especially relevant for readers dealing with information overload. Thirdly, faster reading is balanced with comprehension and retention techniques. Constant's course links speed with memory rather than treating the two as competing goals. The Tuesday section, focused on remembering what is read, signals that speed reading is useful only if the reader can retain and apply essential information afterward. This balance is a practical strength of the book. Many beginners fear that reading faster will automatically weaken comprehension, and in some cases, it can if done without purpose or review. The book addresses that risk by including memory techniques and optional questions that prompt readers to check what they have absorbed. The underlying principle is that retention depends on active processing, not just exposure to text. Readers need to identify key points, connect them to prior knowledge, and revisit them sufficiently to make them usable. In this sense, the book frames speed reading as part of a broader learning cycle preview. Read selectively, extract meaning, and recall. The result is a more realistic model than simple acceleration. Fourthly, eye movement and concentration are treated as practical reading conditions. The chapters on eyes and distractions address the physical and environmental conditions that influence reading efficiency. Constant includes attention to eye use because inefficient reading often involves habits such as unnecessary regression, unfocused scanning, or limited visual span. While the book does not appear to be a scientific treatise on vision, it uses the eye as a practical point of intervention. Readers can become more aware of how they move through a page and can practice smoother, more purposeful movement. The discussion of distractions complements this by recognizing that reading speed is not only a technical matter. Interruptions, noise, wandering attention, and lack of a clear reading purpose all reduce effective pace. A reader may appear to spend an hour reading while actually processing only a fraction of the material. By including concentration and distraction management, the book broadens speed reading into a controlled reading environment. This makes its advice more applicable to real work and study settings. Lastly, reading strategy changes according to material type and reading purpose. A notable part of the course is the Friday chapter, which focuses on reading different kinds of material for different reasons. This is one of the book's most useful distinctions because it prevents speed reading from becoming a rigid technique applied everywhere. A novel, policy document, academic article, training manual, business report, and web page do not invite the same method. Some texts require close interpretation, while others reward previewing, selective scanning, or extraction of specific facts. The reader's purpose also changes the correct approach: studying for recall, checking a detail, evaluating an argument, and surveying a topic each require different levels of attention. Constant's framework therefore encourages flexibility. The practical benefit is that readers learn to match effort to task instead of assuming that faster is always better. This is especially valuable for professionals and students whose reading loads often mix urgent, complex, routine, and optional material. Adaptive reading makes speed a judgment skill, not simply a mechanical target. In conclusion, speed reading, in a week, is best suited to readers who want a compact, practical introduction to faster and more purposeful reading. It will be most useful for beginners, students managing coursework, professionals handling reports and emails, and managers or executives who need to process information without devoting excessive time to every document. Readers already familiar with advanced speed reading systems may find it basic, but its simplicity is also part of its appeal. The book offers practical benefits by combining pace, selection, memory, concentration, and adaptation to different materials in one short course. Intellectually, it encourages readers to view reading as a strategic activity rather than a uniform habit. Compared with longer books in the genre, it stands out through its 7-day format, straightforward language, and emphasis on immediate application. It does not appear to aim for exhaustive theory or advanced research depth. Instead, it functions as a usable starter system. Its strongest differentiator is that it treats speed reading as information management, knowing what to read carefully, what to skim, what to ignore, and how to remember the useful parts. For readers facing information overload, that practical orientation may be more valuable than a narrow focus on words per minute. If you would like to support Tina Constant, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.